guys. And as usual, I'll ask, is there any special day coming up or in the past week that you can think of? Anything big happening? You didn't stay up for New Year's or anything like that, did you? Is that a big day? New Year's Day? Beginning of a new year? No. Well, first day of school in the new year coming back, coming up. Is that a big day? You're looking forward to that, aren't you? Yes, yes, yes. Well, New Year's are really time to look back and look forward, and it can be a good time in your life because you're turning over a new leaf. All those things that you'd like to forget, you can forget, well, usually, that were in the past, and you've got a whole new year ahead of you. Does that sound good? Okay, let's. The other thing that has happened recently, but it was a couple of weeks ago, was Christmas, right? And now that's already in the past, and you think, well, that's all over. But you look over there and you see that we still have that tree up there. And you might wonder, well, why do we still got that tree up there? Somebody forgot to take it down. Well, the thing is that in the Christian year, Christmas doesn't end with Christmas. The Christmas season doesn't end on Christmas, but the Christmas season begins on Christmas Day. And it goes on after that for 12 more days. Ever hear of the 12 days of Christmas? The 12 days of Christmas? Well, that's on the first day of Christmas? Okay, everybody knows 12 days of Christmas. But what does it mean? Well, it means that that's the Christmas season, the next 12 days. And at the end of that 12 days, something special is happening. And according to the traditions, that is when the three wise men actually came to the manger. Actually came to where baby Jesus and his family were. We usually have it all happening on one night, Christmas Eve. But according to the traditions of the church, it was not until a while after. And according to the tradition, it was 12 days afterwards. So Christmas season starts on Christmas Day and it's still going on. We're only in the ninth day of the Christmas season. And it won't end until Wednesday. Now, what happens on that day is the wise men come, and it's given a special name as well. It's called Epiphany. 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 Well, what Epiphany means, if you look it up in the dictionary, one thing it'll say is the 12th day of Christmas. But it'll also say that an Epiphany is a realization where you all of a sudden have a bright idea or an understanding about something. It's where a truth has been revealed to you. That's when you have an Epiphany, an aha moment. And what the Epiphany is in the church year is that when the baby Jesus is shown to the rest of the world. The Epiphany is the revealing or the showing of the baby Jesus to all the world. And the wise men represented all the world because they weren't in Jesus' family. They weren't part of the chosen people. They weren't part of the tribes of Israel. They were from completely outside that. And yet they were coming to worship the baby Jesus and to see it. And they got there on Epiphany, the 12th day of Christmas. So Christmas isn't over. We can continue to celebrate. And even after Epiphany, which will be on Wednesday, we can continue to celebrate because of the gift that we received on Epiphany. The gift that we received was the baby Jesus. He was revealed and shown to all the world on Epiphany. And as a lot of people say, that's the gift that keeps on giving. Jesus wasn't, his birth wasn't the end of things, it was just the beginning. And we all know that he had a whole life ahead of him and a death ahead of him. And from that, we have a lot of hope and promise for not just the new year, but for all the rest of our lives. Okay. Did any of that make sense? Christmas, 12 days of Christmas, Epiphany, Jesus coming to the world, not just to a family or a people, but he's coming to the world. And what that means for us. I've got something here for you guys.
And actually, I've got two of them this time.